Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Winter Johnston. Emergency federal assistance has been approved for Texas in the aftermath of a powerful winter storm that left millions of people without electricity or heat this week. Hadi Mawagdi from member station KERA reports freezing temperatures have also disrupted water service for more than half of the state.
President Biden has approved a major disaster declaration for Texas, and that means federal funding is now available to residents who need help paying for temporary housing and home repairs. The money will also be available to business owners who need help recovering from the winter storms. FEMA will be coordinating efforts in Texas, and the agency has said disaster relief is also available to state and local governments, as well as certain private nonprofit organizations. The president told reporters on Friday that he planned to visit Texas soon, but he also said he wouldn't be coming to the state if he knew his visit would impede recovery efforts. Currently, more than 14 million people in Texas are having to boil water because parts of the state's water supply may be contaminated. I'm Hadi Mawagdi in Dallas.
More than two dozen state legislatures have introduced measures to crack down on voting rights after the 2020 election. That includes Georgia, where Republican lawmakers are pushing bills to limit early in-person and absentee voting. Georgia Public Broadcasting's Stephen Fowler has more on the report from the Brennan Center for Justice.
A Brennan Center analysis finds 33 states have introduced more than 165 bills aimed at restricting voting, nearly five times as many as this time last year. They range from stricter voter ID for absentee ballots to eliminating automatic voter registration. In Georgia, the Republican-controlled state House and state Senate have several proposals working their way through committees. One would end no-excuse absentee voting, others would severely limit the use of drop boxes and cut back on in-person early voting, including a ban on Sunday voting that sees higher black turnout. The 2020 election saw record participation, driven by an increase in vote by mail because of the coronavirus pandemic. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
Security forces in Myanmar opened fire on a crowd of protesters today, killing two people. Michael Sullivan reports demonstrations are continuing 3 weeks after the military overthrew the nation's democratically elected government.
It was the worst violence since the February 1st coup and comes just a day after a 20-year-old woman died after being shot in the head during a clash in the capital Naypyidaw last week. Reports say police in Mandalay used live rounds against the protesters there. There were more protests against the coup in other cities today as well.
That's Michael Sullivan reporting from Bangkok. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. The head of the United Nations nuclear watchdog is visiting Iran today. Iran is threatening to ban snap inspections by the agency if U.S. sanctions are not lifted by Tuesday. President Biden said this week the U.S. is ready for talks about returning to the 2015 nuclear deal, but there's been a back and forth over who should make the first step. Volcanic eruptions continue in the Central American country of Guatemala. Maria Martin reports the country's disaster agency is urging caution in communities within close range of three active volcanoes.
Residents surrounding Guatemala's most currently active volcanoes have been experiencing loud rumbles and showers of rocks and steam for days. The latest to erupt is called Pacaya, located some 36 miles from Guatemala City. In normal times, Pacaya's a tourist attraction with guided climbs up its summit. Now, emergency authorities warn about the ash reaching surrounding communities. Pacaya now joins the fiery activity of nearby Volcán Fuego and Santiaguito, all reminding Guatemalans of the uncertainty and potential fury of Mother Nature. For NPR News, I'm Maria Martin in Antigua, Guatemala.
The Air Force says two pilots were killed when a trainer jet crashed near an airport in Alabama. The plane went down yesterday during a training mission at Columbus Air Force Base in Mississippi. An investigation is underway. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News, in Washington.